In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. It's time now for EB's entertainment page.
All right,
sponsored, of course.
That's right. The entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax, ask for my girl Miriam. She's the new general manager. Or check them out online at BMWFairfax.com. You know, I didn't mention this. My X5 the other day, I went to open up the car to put my bag. I always put my bags in the front passenger seat. Huge. I think somebody keyed me. There's a huge, like, line. Mm. Like a curved line.
On which door?
Passenger side door.
Mm.
Why do people do that? Maybe they didn't like the way I was parked or something?
I have no idea.
People feel justified to do that?
I guess people still key cars in 2024. It's just a weird thing to do.
I mean, I don't really care. It's a lease.
But still.
It just looks terrible.
Well, it's vandalism. I mean, yeah. I'll be honest with you.
Sometimes if you go into, like, say, a shopping center and a couple cars are parked off.
Yeah.
For you to pull in, you kind of have to make it even. Mm-hmm. You might have to park off a little bit. And then someone leaves, and they come in, and it looks like you were the douche that started the off parking.
Yeah, that's why
Cakes parks 100 miles away.
I take that all out of play. I don't vulture for the closest parking spot. I got out of that business about 15 years ago. I won't drive around to look for a closer spot. I just park way out, and I walk to where I need to go.
Right.
Because I can actually use my legs to walk. I'm not lazy.
I like to be close. I like to be close.
Well, then this is your time of year with Christmas shoppers coming out and about. This is your time to shine.
Yeah.
Battling people for close parking spots.
And it's not that I battle, but if I see an open spot, I like to take it. Mm. I'm not going to sit there and wait for a spot.
Yeah.
All right, this is interesting. I got to be careful, man. Guy Fieri and Sammy Hagar's trucks carrying $1 million of tequila hijacked. In double heist after crossing the border. That's terrible, Cakes.
Where were Henry Hill and what was his accomplice's name? I always forget. Valdez from Goodfellas. Why would I? De Niro's character name. And Joe Pesci.
No, I was thinking the Ace Rothstein, but that's Casino.
That is Casino. You're getting your mob movies mixed up.
Jimmy. Yeah,
those guys are boosting trucks left and right. Cigarettes, booze, all of it.
The missing trucks were carrying 24,000 bottles of Santa Blanco.
Good thing it wasn't a Scotty's vodka truck that got hijacked.
Reposado.
Like the Lufthansa.
Yeah.
As well as a specially made extra Anejo. I don't know. Which was created over the course of 39 months. So it took like 3.5 years to make it. and they heisted it.
That is brazen, man. Like, how do you feel like you can just steal a tractor trailer and nobody's gonna notice?
Inside job, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
I was actually told yesterday that if I needed any olive oil, sweatsuits, or ear pods, that I just let them know.
Hey, yeah, EB. Hey, it's Vinny and Joe.
I mean, can you have any more stereotypical things to fall off the back of a truck?
EB, we got the cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil. Well, I'm not going to tell you how we got
it. Yeah, is it the good kind?
But we got like a lot of it.
They were big into olive oil.
And I'll tell you.
Well, I don't know, it's wild.
We didn't go to Costco and buy a whole bunch of it. If you catch my drift.
Yeah. The five big booms
we're
on the back
Costco
of the truck.
Costco guys like Big Justice and AJ.
They actually avoid Justice.
Yeah. It just fell off the truck. That's
and,
all.
And velour sweatsuits. We got a few extra. Size XXL and up.
Yeah.
Supposedly they had good sweatshirts.
Good sweatshirts? What kind?
I don't know, but I was told they're really good.
What was the third item? It was olive oil sweatsuits.
And mortadella.
Olive oil sweatsuits and ear pods.
We got a bunch of gabagoo. Yeah. We got going out of business price.
The buffalo mozzarella.
But they definitely are like, can you tell the difference in like olive oil? I can't.
No.
You can?
Of course not.
Really I buy the cheapest.
Say I have no clue. I buy the cheapest, yeah, because I can't tell the difference.
You think this palate is discerning enough to pick out olive oil?
You can tell, Mike Marr?
Yeah, dude. You go to the Italian store in Arlington, they got top shelf olive oil.
That's our favorite store in Arlington, the Italian store.
This guy threw 100 spices on his steak.
Yeah. I don't know if I can taste steak.
Mike Marr, you're banned from the store.
Yeah. Dravy, you claim you can?
Might be a challenge. No, I mean, you can tell the difference between like the different regions of olive oil, like Greek and Italian or
I mean,
Spanish. Really? Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's just not, I guess I'm not that big of a foodie then. I can't tell. I will say, since we had the guy call in and says you got to do the oil pulling, I've been occasionally, if I see olive oil, I pour some in and I've been just swishing around in my mouth for
minutes. For your bad teeth.
Yeah. It's supposed to pull the bacteria out. And it's supposed, I think some people even say it might help whiten your teeth.
Oh, well, who doesn't need that?
Yeah.
Hey, can we get a video of you gargling olive oil?
I'm actually swishing it around in my mouth.
Use as much as you want. We got plenty. There's more where that came from.
It's true. That is a true story. I did get that text yesterday.
So. I'm assuming it came from Vinny and Joe.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Who else calls them sweatsuits? Besides Italian American.
I mean, did they know the night constable?
Yeah.
So, of course, everybody saw the image and the video at this point on social media of Mike Tyson in his cheeks when he was giving the interview. I guess I didn't realize at the time, Robbie informed me that was one of his sons that was interviewing. I mean, they had a son, they had Rosie Perez. I mean, what kind of operation was that whole
thing? It's a Mickey Mouse operation. Jesus. I've never seen it.
So his son is like a professional broadcaster? I mean, he sounded pretty good. Is it Amir?
I think it was Amir Tyson.
Amir. Is he a real broadcaster?
I think he does. Well, maybe some
on some level?
Nepotism in there, but yeah. I think he works for DAZN or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah.
DAZN, yeah.
So, I mean, whatever. I'm sure it was nepotism why he got his foot in the door, but it seemed like he was professional. That's why I was shocked when he kissed Mike, but I didn't realize it was his son.
Yeah.
But anyway, because of the cheeks and these porn sites, they know how to do it. He's been offered $250,000 cash, Cakes, by Camp Soda. They always come up big.
Okay.
It's always a $250,000
offer. What is the offer for?
For him to, let me see. I think it's for him to be in a porno.
To pwn?
I'm not sure.
I mean, he would probably take it, right?
No, he's married.
Ah, he didn't know he's married.
He just got a big payday from Netflix, too.
10 or 20 million.
They say they want him to do a cam show for 1 hour.
A cam show? That doesn't sound like porno, does it?
Hold on. $250,000 per hour.
All he's got to do is flash his butt on a live webcam.
Oh, why would he not do that?
Yeah, I'll do that again. $250K.
Just to show cheeks for an hour.
I'm showing my range with all the impressions, dirty EBs that I take.
I mean, that's a no-brainer.
I would think.
I would imagine every single person here would do that. You're just showing your
show
butt
my flat
cheeks?
Butt for 250. Yeah. Yes, 100%. Sign me up. Contact Cam Soda. If they want a flat-butted DJ to show his cheeks for an hour, they've got a guy.
Yours is
I know a guy.
Yours is pretty flat. You could take that humiliation.
It's fine. You think I care? We work in radio.
I know, but
we've been humiliated for nearly 30 years.
I know, but that's really putting it out there.
Yeah.
Of course I could take it. For 250 large, straight into my bank account?
You would do that today.
Today. Right now.
Live stream.
Monument Ted? Ted and Zach? If you guys want to really pivot? And get some extra eyeballs. Yeah. I'm your guy. I don't think it's kind of where you want to go with your network, but
I would altcast that for an hour.
The altcast. Just,
yeah, maybe save that for the altcast.
Yeah, that'll be altcast.
December 14th, mark your calendars. Okay? Altcast Cap Sabers. That is our maiden voyage and possibly last voyage into the altcast choppy waters.
Speaking of the Jake Paul fight, I guess now people are trying to figure out, well, what's gonna be next? I don't know. Where do you go next? It's 60 million households tune in. I think most were disappointed. You had the terrible Netflix buffering issue.
I'm out on the Netflix boxing scams.
Yeah.
I will no longer.
Were there others?
Well, this is the first of many because right. They got 60 million viewers. These eyeballs will not go watch Jake Paul fight anybody ever again.
Well, you're probably not going to see him fight Francis Ngannou. He's retired, right? He still fights?
He just left UFC.
He's 38. He was asked if he would fight Jake Paul, and he was like, come on, respect me. So he was like, no chance he would do that.
Yeah, I think Ngannou would mow through Jake Paul.
Well, right.
Ngannou fought a professional boxer and got worked.
Until they offered him $15 million, and then all of a sudden he'd say, okay, maybe I'll fight Jake Paul.
Well,
I would assume.
I think Ngannou's made sick money, like fighting in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
Ngannou fought Tyson Fury and knocked him down, arguably won the fight, right. Lost by decision, which was controversial. And then he fought Anthony Joshua, another top tier heavyweight boxer, and got knocked out in that. But
yeah,
I mean, he's looked good in his boxing career.
He fought one of the two best heavyweights. JP goes, well, he fought a boxer and didn't look very good. He fought two of the best boxers in the world.
No, I mean, he didn't look good against Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, he got knocked unconscious, but I mean, that's
against Tyson
fight.
Fury, most people thought that Fury didn't even train for that fight. So I'll give him some credit for that. But he got exposed against boxers.
Why are you giving him credit for not training?
No, I'm not giving Ngannou too much credit for that Tyson Fury fight because Fury supposedly didn't even train for it.
By the way, we should mention that Luke Thomas is going to join us at 9:40 before
this is where you're
going to
tell him you're out on all combat sports.
Sure.
Even the UFC, you're out.
You think Luke Thomas cares if these casual eyeballs are out on all combat sports? He doesn't care. His popularity keeps zooming. He doesn't need me.
Is Luke into boxing? He's into like real boxing. He's not into like.
I think he's into all combat sports.
All combat sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good. Couple stories here about Diddy that don't go away. Now they're saying he's running the jail. Cakes.
he's the new Bowles.
Prosecutors are accusing Sean Diddy Combs of attempting to corruptly influence his sex trafficking trial by evading how his calls are monitored in jail, blackmailing victims, and other bombshell claims. He's allegedly used the telephone accounts of at least 8 other inmates. In an effort to avoid prosecutors hearing his calls with people who are not on his approved contact list. They say he's been paying off the other inmates in order to use their accounts via payment processing apps and commissary account deposits. Oh,
those commissary accounts are important.
You know, think about this.
How do they have apps?
Huh?
They're in prison and they have apps?
Yeah, what happened to the good old prisons where they get served their meals on a money metal tray?
So you can Venmo people in prison?
And the tray gets shoved into the jail cell.
That's the
kind of jail that Diddy should be in.
I was thinking, like, if you're Diddy, like, okay, you're an icon, right? For sure.
Well,
whether you like him or not.
To some people, he's
an
icon.
Well, how about you say in the urban community, I would say by and large, right? But people are like,
I can't speak for the urban community. I don't know.
I can't speak for it either, but I mean, he's
been a megastar for sure.
Super famous guy
who...
A-lister.
An A-lister in that world.
He's also been a scoundrel throughout his career.
That goes without saying. That's a given. In prison, they probably look up to him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the prison hierarchy is now, when it comes to Diddy.
The prison guys are notoriously hard on, like, pedophiles. So,
right.
And I think that's been part of the allegations against him. So maybe if some of that comes out, he might be in trouble. But they probably let him get away. He probably gets whatever he wants in prison, right? He's probably a rock star.
Yeah, it's like the prison scene from Goodfellas, Valdez, where they bring in
the garlic with a razor.
Yeah, all of it. Yeah. Putting up the steaks.
Don't put too many onions in the sauce.
And last but
not
least.
Goodfellas references we have today.
Kim Kardashian
posted a
bunch of videos on her Instagram story revealing her new friend, the humanoid robot Optimus, I guess put out there by Elon Musk's company, Tesla.
We have a quote from her robot. I hit it first. The robot's getting it.
Do you think the robot got in there?
It's probably slamming it. Sorry, Monumental.
They played rock, paper, scissors together.
Yeah, they said they played rock, paper. So this dumb robot knows how to play rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah.
They got it programmed?
It said, scissors, I saw the Ray J video. I know how you got famous.
I like your...
Go put on your Spanx immediately.
What do people want to use those robots for? Like to mow their lawn and stuff?
Yeah, it's almost like a butler.
Like having a slave. whatever. Like somebody to do all your dirty work.
Right, somebody go clean your bathroom.
Go clean your bath, like a maid.
Yeah.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, maybe I could see some utility in that.
The problem is when...
You don't have to feed it.
When it goes haywire in the middle of the night and its prime directive changes, and then it just wants to eliminate the human that's living in the house,
yeah, right.
Then you've got a problem.
I agree with that.
So,
hey, you could have that robot drive you into work.
Be fantastic.
Chauffeur you around?
There's no chance I would allow that.
It's the same as just a Tesla that is auto-driving. That's right. The same concept.
Every Tesla that you buy, do they all have that self-driving feature, or is that something you pay extra for?
I don't know.
I can't afford
one.
Yeah.
Though I have noticed when I park my Matchbox car near a Tesla here at work,
yeah,
if you get close enough to the Tesla, the screen activates, I think it's called Sentry. Like that alarm system's no joke. Like it knows if you're even close to the car, let alone like touching it or trying to steal it.
So it makes sounds?
It doesn't make a sound, but the screen lights up and there's a big red dot that says Sentry activated. If you get too close.
So what does that mean? Like their cameras are on?
I would assume like alarms, cameras, wow, the whole nine.
So you're being monitored. We're being monitored
everywhere.
You're being
everywhere. Watched.
Yeah. We're being watched everywhere.
Listened to.
Yeah, it's freaky.
All of it.
Right.
Big brother's out there.
Right.
So be ready.
All right, there you go, Cakes. I entertained you.
You did entertain me. That is correct. All right, don't forget, Brian Robinson will join us coming up in just about 40 minutes. That's at 9 a.m. Luke Thomas will talk combat sports with us coming up at 9:40. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.